So we've been listening to the sounds of Forest Park, and here we have a musician with Forest Park who's going to tell us why he wanted to do a benefit for homeless people. What do you say, Tim?
Well, it was a great opportunity to do something that wasn't just a typical night at a bar, and I felt it was an honor, and I felt respected for being chosen to host. Musicians really don't get paid for anything, and you're doing greater good than the money you make.
Right on. I'm given to understand that you have some experience with homelessness yourself. Do you want to talk about some of that?
I don't feel appropriate talking about my homelessness because I've always been employed and had means, and it's mostly just ridiculous stories of partying in hotels for up to 2 weeks till the first of the month, and it seems to belittle homelessness in general.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because I've been getting a lot of interviews with people that I didn't expect that are homeless by choice or have been homeless by choice. Are you saying that something happened so you wound up homeless, or that you just kind of chose to be homeless? Tell me what's going on there.
Oh, no. Basically, I'm just a fuck up, but I find myself in weird situations. But there is a whole culture of homeless families that live in these same hotels you find yourself in that are facing $1,000, $1,500 a month rents to share one room, 5-6 people, and there's literally a culture of it.
Is that how you got involved? Is that how you became interested in doing this benefit that you want to help, that you met people that you want to help? Tell me more about this.
Oh, I know everybody on the street level, everywhere that I walk there, so it's just part of who I am.
That's one of the things I want to ask you about. Like, I know you as a person who will go out and you'll buy gifts for people that are living in the park and things. How did you come to have respect for people living out on the edge like that?
Because someone lives on the margin doesn't make them any different than anybody in any other social status anywhere. Don't really have any other response but that.
Yeah, that's kind of a rare perspective. I mean, you're right, but most people don't see that.
You said that in your brief bouts with homelessness, you have come across this an entire culture of people living in hotel rooms and things, kind of on the margins. Do you want to tell me some more about that?
No, not really. I really don't know what you're trying to say about that.
So, did you guys raise a lot of funds or anything for people?
Oh, hell no. Nobody showed up, and it was because it was 3 degrees outside. It's so insulting when you're doing something for the homeless and people don't show up because it's cold out. And then they always try to come up with some other excuse because it's embarrassing.
So I showed up and the music was fine. What do you think it's like to be homeless out on the streets of Albany in this weather?
I imagine it's not too good.
Indeed. I guess I'm inviting our listeners to think about that as well. It's really cold out here right now, and people do freeze to death on the streets. So, I'm hoping that people will think about kicking down next time there's a benefit like this one. Tell me about the most interesting person you've met out on the streets.
Wow, that's a pretty wide open question. You meet interesting people every day. I don't know. What happened to John? What happens to any of these homeless people that you know and you see? And who knows what happens to them in the end? They disappear. Think about every homeless person you see randomly at a supermarket or something, then you don't see them. Who knows what happens to them? Is there any way to find out? That's just something I'm curious about.
Tell me more about John. Who's John?
An aged jazz musician that's charming for his first half a pint, and then he gotta hide from him because he catcalls and gets obnoxious for the second half pint, but he's a good guy, you know.
And when was the last time you saw him?
It's been about a year, and usually he's taking regular trips to St. Peter's to detox or whatever, so he's supposedly only living 2 blocks away, and I've never seen him since. I don't know if that's like one of those legends, like, oh, he got a nice life, he got a nice apartment, and people don't realize he's dead and nobody really followed the trail.
Yeah, that's kind of been a thing out on, you know, the people that are living in Washington Park, hasn't it?
Like my cousin. I heard that he moved to the West Coast, but he owed people money that explained that to me. And he was basically vulnerable and homeless, so I wonder if he's not dead.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. What happens to people when nobody's looking out for them? I'm fascinated by the fact that you guys decided to do this benefit. Is there something about your personal story that made you connect with people that are homeless? Or, tell me why you decided to do it.
Oh, this isn't about me. It's about other people. I don't want to connect it with me at all. We should eradicate homelessness.
Indeed.
The one thing I am proud of with this benefit is we supported the drop-in shelter on Sheridan Ave, and that sponsors people who have drug and alcohol problems and various other issues that don't allow them to be placed in standard shelters.
That's right. In Albany, Panda froze to death last year, didn't he? Because they wouldn't let him in because he'd been drinking or he had alcohol on him or something.
And he stayed in an alcohol program house. Wasn't that the guy?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were saying earlier that you wonder what happens to people when you don't see them anymore, you know? I wonder that too, and then every now and then we hear headlines like that.
A lot of times it's the only time people really notice a homeless person in their neighborhood is when they're not there anymore.
Yeah, word up. Thank you very much, Tim. That was Tim from the band Forest Park, who just did a benefit at Polly's Hotel for homeless people in the Capital Region. Thank you again.